USA Radio News.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is reassuring parents that if the teachers' unions get their way and return to online schooling, he will make sure they have the proper resources. Ducey has created a program for families who meet income requirements to be eligible for up to $7,000 in child care, school-coordinated transportation, online tutoring, and school tuition. In related news, President Joe Biden announced he's investing more to fight COVID-19.
With more capacity for in-person tests, we should see waiting lines shortened and more appointments freed up. So if you're insured, you can buy the test and get paid for it.
Americans can apply for reimbursements for test kits starting next week. And the CDC recommended on Tuesday that Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine recipients get a booster dose 5 months after their second shot instead of the previously approved 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.